Sennheiser, the alpha male, pulled himself up straight, ruffled his fur, and gazed at the pack. While the cubs played at the back of the room, girls purring, boys practicing their best growls, the leader remained silent.
"Are you just going to stand there?"
shouted Aphex, an aging male who had been the pack leader in his prime. "Thank you, old friend," smiled Sennheiser. "It's going to be a very cold winter, and each winter is going to get colder. My fear is that some of the pack will not survive." In his pronouncement, the leader kept his voice quiet. He seemed sad. The entire fox pack moved closer, first the females, then the males.
"We're all having our places in the vox pack, and so we will be okay, I'm thinking,"
shrugged Neumann, his usual laissez-faire self.
"I don't think so, dear," said Rode, her head lowered and tail down. "There are so many pretenders out there now, trying to get the hirers to feed them. Only true voxes should be fed, but the hirers don't know the difference between packs like ours and..."
Shockmount leapt to his feet and bared his teeth. "Then we must kill them all." Behringer and Lawson got up and joined him. All three looked so scary that the cubs stopped playing and cowered close to their mothers.
"Enough," snapped Sennheiser. "Killing is not the answer. We need to become wiser, stronger, better, and easy to recognize."
"Yeah, would you have us all wear badges or t-shirts?"
sneered Adobe. No one laughed. All had heard the tale of the massacre of one vox pack. In a huge battle with the forces of Market, it lost 170 of 270 pack members.
"You're funny," whispered Pro Tools. "Really funny. When the forces of Market track you down, what'll you do?"
Sennheiser walked over to where Adobe and Pro Tools were lying.
"Stand, Adobe. Answer your sister's question."
Adobe stood and looked Sennheiser straight in the eye.
"Imagine that I, as one of the forces of Market, have asked you why you should not perish. Why survive, Adobe? Why?"
Adobe took a deep breath and growled his very best growl. Blue, one of Rhodes' cubs, got up, stood beside Adobe, and did the same. Sennheiser remained unmoved. Adobe ran out of breath.
"I growl no better than a cub, Sennheiser. Do I die?"
Sennheiser licked his friend's muzzle and stroked Blue. "No, you are an old dear friend. Today you live." He paced up and down, surveying the assembled vox pack. He knew the strengths and weaknesses of every member.
"Family, we must not let the forces of Market select against us. From this day forward, we must determine to do more, to be better, to serve the hirers so that the pretenders will scuttle back from whence they came."
Blue was nipping at Sennheiser's paw, very excited. There was something he needed to say.
"Well, little cub?"
Blue stood to attention, lifting one paw in salute.
"Sir, Mr. Sennheiser, sir, we need to be the best of the best."
Sennheiser scanned the room. His closing inquiry made some smiles grow broader and others melt away and turn to tears.
"Well, Vox Pack, are you?"